This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Landis. I'm Mark Magnuson. The details of the farm aid package for farmers are scarce, as the government shutdown has delayed the announcement of aid to farmers and how the payments will be funded. We will hear more from Senator Chuck Grassley next.
Harvest isn't easy. Long hours, heavy loads, hard miles. But the work doesn't stop when the crop comes out. At Landis, we know next year's harvest is already in the making. It starts with choosing the right seed. It builds with acreage inputs that push your crop further. And it stays sharp with Sky Scout technology that finds issues before they cost you bushels. This isn't chance, it's planning. And it's what we do together. Talk to your Landis advisor or stop at your local Landis location today. And let's get next season started.
United States Senator Chuck Grassley, Republican from Iowa, was asked about the trade aid package on Wednesday.
All we hear is from the administration on $10 to $14 billion, so the final figure hasn't even been agreed upon. And then there's only $4 billion in the CCC.
USDA used the Commodity Credit Corporation to help fund farm aid programs during President Trump's first-term trade war with China. Grassley says he has had discussions with cabinet members on funding.
And they said there'd have to be two tranches of it, some of it coming from money available right now, and then the fund would have to be supplemented by the Congress of the United States.
Grassley also discussed the boost to farm income from potential year-round E15 sales if legislation is passed.
This would generate $25 billion in new economic activity, and roughly $10 billion of that is directly from increased corn demand. Another thing Congress can do is increase transparency in input markets, and my Fertilizer Research Act would help do that.
Grassley urged the administration to move quickly on the trade aid package to avoid another farm crisis. For more on this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, don't forget to sign up for our newsletter that delivers those five daily stories to your inbox each day. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.